o'clock. Now, there's been a slight improvement for South Africa in the Global Corruption Perception Index. The report was released this morning and it ranks 180 countries on a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 signifies highly corrupt and 100 shows clean government. South Africa has improved from 43 to 44. And among those at the bottom of the pile were Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, with scores of 9, 12, 13, respectively. Let's speak to David Lewis, Corruption Watch Executive Director. David, good afternoon. Thank you so much for chatting to us. So we have improved slightly, but we're still among the countries facing serious problems with corruption.
Yeah, I mean, the improvement is so small as not to be significant at all. And you're right. I mean, two-thirds of the countries surveyed scores fall under 50. And those are countries that are deemed to have a serious corruption problem. And we are indeed amongst them, as we have been for the last many years.
Mm. And the report indicates that the majority of countries are still failing to tackle public sector corruption effectively. In fact, the report suggests that government must urgently address the corruption role of big money in political party financing and this undue influence that it exerts on our political system. I know that in this country, our parliament has passed that Political Party Funding Act last year, but it's still not yet in operation. And I suppose this delay is not working in our favor, or is it?
No, it clearly isn't. I mean, that is a very interesting correlation that Transparency International did, and it demonstrates that countries that regulate party political funding tend to fare better on the index than countries that don't. I mean, so we have this act that was passed in great and surprising haste, and has now not been brought into operation. We're almost a year, just over a year to the date on which it was passed. And I don't understand that. I mean, the president needs to proclaim the dates of effectiveness, particularly as local government elections loom in 2021. And the institutional structure needs to be set up, and it would change, the correlation demonstrated, it would change people's perception. Yeah. The seriousness with which government is treating, tackling corruption.
Yeah, so we need to start seeing progress in prosecuting those responsible for corruption, I suppose, because that's going to help us.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that the three most important interventions that government needs to take in order to demonstrate their will in tackling corruption are, firstly, you know, regulating party funding.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, doing something about the quality of services delivered by state-owned enterprises, which were targets of corruption, and their continued failure to deliver says to people that there is still a large corruption problem. And then thirdly, prosecuting people. I mean, that latter has become the sort of litmus test for South Africans as to whether the government is serious about tackling corruption.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't just promise that we are fighting corruption head on. If you don't have successful prosecutions to prove it, then I suppose we're just wasting our time. David Lewis, thank you so much for speaking to us. He's the Executive Director at Corruption Watch.